Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I was very interested when I saw what the topic of this series was going to be. The first thing that immediately came to my mind was that I do love what I do. I really do love what I do. But I feel like I don't have enough clients or customers. Is there something you can say to remind me about this or to help me sort this out? The first thing we'll say is very simple. You have the perfect number of clients and the perfect number of customers. Every single time you say, I don't have enough, you get proven right. Physical reality is manifesting itself for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And it is proving you right again and again and again and again and again. You are in the right place. This is the right time. This is the right moment. Everything is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Everything is good. Everything is wonderful. Everything is magical. We recommend that instead of trying to get better at doing something, which is sort of where you're pushing your attention to, that instead you decide that this moment, at this time, this place, in this way, is just astonishingly good, because it is. You're in this right place at this right time in this right way. And everything in every moment, in every minute, in every moment, in every minute, in every moment, in every minute is happening for you spectacularly and deliciously. Your presence in your reality is the reason why everything else is happening. So these can't be the wrong people. They can't be too few and they can't be too many. You probably have conflicting thoughts about lots of different things, and one of those conflicting thoughts may indeed point in the direction that says, if only this would get better, if only this was different, then I would be better and I would be different and I would feel better and everything would look better and it would all be better, 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 better. In fact, that is indeed exactly the case, and we recommend that you notice that that is the case, and we recommend that you decide it's okay for that to be the case. But we also want to remind you that in this moment, at this time, in this place, there's not anything you need to do. There's not anything you need to fix. There's not anything you need to change. Everything is, in fact, working out for you wonderfully, delightfully, and deliciously so. So it's all good. We understand that you have these opinions about what is happening, and that within the context of these opinions, that you're thinking that you have an understanding of what is occurring. There are not enough people. There are not enough clients. There are not enough customers. That is not right. You have exactly the right number of customers. You have exactly the right number of clients. If you happen to know the names or the faces of any of these clients or customers, because we know that in some instances, someone who sells something, you may not really know who these people are. You may not even have names. You may be selling your wares through a third party, and they just send you the money that they collected on your behalf. But to the extent that you know their names, it would not be a disservice if you were to sit down and, let's say, spend, because we know this is well within the scope of your capacity, an hour or 2 hours compiling a list, maybe getting these things from some sort of database. We don't know how you collect your data. Or just writing down, it's Jim, Joan, Judy, Jenny, Jerry, and just with each name saying, thank you, Jim, thank you, Joan, thank you, Judy, thank you, Julie, thank you, Jerry, thank you, Jehoshaphat, thank you, thank you, thank you. Spend, and we know an hour or two for you with this kind of endeavor is not that long a time. There's not everyone we would suggest this to, but for some we might say, just think generally about the people that are buying your products and services and really just feel the fondness and affection you have for them. That's not going to improve your situation, but you are going to feel better, and that's the whole point. Your situation may very well improve. But if you do it because this is how you're going to make more money, you're not going to have much luck with it. If you do this because it is something that feels better to you in the doing of it, it will surprise you in its manifestational capacity, shall we say. Now, this isn't loving what you do or doing what you love in any sort of literal way. This is more loving who you are doing it for. But that is helpful. If nothing else, all you do is just say, thank you, Jim, thank you, Joan, thank you, Judy, thank you, Julie, thank you, Jehoshaphat, thank you, Jim Bob, thank you, John Boy, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're doing a lot. Not for them, although it will benefit them. You're doing it for you because you're recognizing here is a connection, a beneficial connection, a connection that I actually like. We would recommend that you do this, not again because of what it will do for you, but because it feels better in the doing of it. If it doesn't feel better, skip it. If someone else is listening to the answer and you're thinking, oh, that's a really good idea, but I have all these issues about it, don't try to work through those. Just do what's easy. For the person asking the question, this is a relatively easy thing for them to do. That's why we're recommending it. But it's relatively easy in the answering of the question. It may not be easy later. So this isn't prescriptive, and this isn't, oh, well, here's the process that everyone needs to take in the doing of things. This is the thing that is going to be required. This is the thing that is necessary. It's an option. It's a possibility. So that is the answer to the question. We thank you very much for it. Very delicious, very wonderful, and very delightful indeed.